For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Russia Special Counsel's Office has filed a sentencing memo for Michael Flynn, and it recommends the former Trump National Security Advisor get no prison time for lying to investigators about his contacts with a top Russian diplomat. The special counsel cites Flynn's substantial assistance to the government. Flynn provided firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the Trump transition team and Russian government officials. President Trump took to Twitter to threaten major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Postal Service is suspending mail on Wednesday to honor President George H.W. Bush. John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid a condolence visit to former President George W. Bush and his family, who are staying at Blair House across from the White House before tomorrow's funeral for Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. At the Capitol earlier, former Senate Majority Leader and fellow World War II vet, 95-year-old Bob Dole, was helped from his wheelchair and gave a salute to Bush's flag-draped casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's opposition to a new plan over where to put a controversial statue. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Most students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, say they do not want the university to go spending millions of dollars on a new home for a statue of a Confederate soldier. Protesters pulled down the statue known as Silent Sam last summer. UNC officials want to build a $5 million historical education center on the campus to house the statue, but hundreds of students and others in the community have been marching through downtown Chapel Hill over the past few nights in protest of that plan. Many say the statue is a racist piece of propaganda and not a piece of history. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The economic team at the White House is talking about the possible trade truce between the U.S. and China. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while trade talks continue. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
Kudlow also talks about how this will help our economy.
It covers a wide variety of areas, including the technology, including tariffs, including purchases of various commodities, agriculture and industrial.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.